Laudetur Jesus Christus.
Welcome to Vatican Radio's English service for South Asia.
Hello and welcome to Inspiring Lives, a series on the lives of saints and the Catholic Church from around the world.
I'm only human. I'm just a man. Help me believe in what I could be and all that I am. Show me the stairway I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time.
You are listening to Inspiring Lives, a weekly feature based on the lives of Catholic saints from around the world. Saints are holy people who lived ordinary lives in extraordinary ways. These saints are examples of great holiness and virtue, and they invite us to follow their paths to holiness. Their unique stories inspire us to be rooted in our faith.
As Pope Francis wrote on 21st November 2013, to be saints is not a privilege of the few, but a vocation for everyone. God calls each one of us to be a saint. Today we shall listen to the inspiring life of Saint Ricardo Pamburi, a medical doctor. He was canonized by Pope John Paul II on the 1st of November 1989 in the Vatican Basilica. His feast is celebrated on 1st May.
Erminio Filippo Pamburi was born at Trivolzio in Pavia, Italy on 12th August 1897 and was baptized the following day. He was the 10th of 11 children of Innocenzo and Angela Pamburi. He took the name Brother Ricardo when he entered the Brothers Hospitalers of St. John of God.
When he was 3 years old, his mother died, and he was then taken into the home of his mother's sister at Torino, a village near Trivolzio. And when he was just 10 years old, his father too expired in 1907 in Milan.
As a young boy, Pamburi wanted to become a missionary priest, but was dissuaded from this on account of his delicate health. He attended two primary schools at nearby villages and then went to Milan, where he attended a junior high school. He completed his high school studies as a boarder at Augustine's College, Pavia, where, after graduation, he enrolled in the medical faculty of Pavia University.
While at Pavia University, he was an active member of University's Severino Boesio Club for Catholic Action. He also belonged to the St. Vincent de Paul Society and the Third Order of St. Francis. Between the years 1915 and 1920, he was in the fighting zone of World War I. He served first as a surgeon and later went into training as an officer in the medical corps. On 6th July 1921, he graduated top of his class in medicine and surgery from Pavia University.
After 3 years of practical experience with his doctor uncle, and for a short time as temporary assistant in the medical practice at Veronate, he was appointed to the practice at Morimondo in Milan. In 1922, he passed his internship with high honors at the Milan Institute of Obstetrics and Gynecology. In 1923, he registered at Pavia University as a general practitioner of medicine and surgery.
When he arrived at Morimondo to practice medicine, he gave valuable assistance to the parish priest and helped him set up a musical band and a Catholic Action Youth Club, of which he was the first president. Both of these under the patronage of St. Pius X. He was also secretary of the Parish Missionary Aid Society.
In From his youth, he was always a shining example of Christian virtue everywhere he went. Whilst living in the midst of the world, he openly and consistently professed the gospel message and practiced works of charity with generosity and devotion. He loved prayer and kept himself constantly in close union with God, even when he was kept very busy. He regularly attended the Eucharistic table and spent long periods in profound adoration before the tabernacle. He also had a tremendous devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary and prayed the rosary more often than once a day.
Pampuri organized regular retreats for the youth club, farm laborers and local workers at the Jesuit Fathers' Villa del Sacro Cuore at Trigio, generally paying their expenses. He used to invite his colleagues and friends to come along as well.
While Pampuri was very studious and competent in practicing his profession, he was generous, charitable and very concerned for his patients. Throughout his practice, he visited them both day and night, never sparing himself, no matter wherever they lived, even in places difficult to find. Since most of his patients were poor, he gave them medicines, money, food, clothing, and blankets. His charity extended to the poor rural workers and needy folk in and around Morimondo, and even going further afield to other towns and districts.
Pampuri would eventually leave his practice to become a religious. When he left his practice in 6 years' time to become a religious, the grief at having lost the holy doctor was so greatly felt everywhere that even the daily press took up the story.
Dr. Pampuri joined the Hospitaller Order of St. John of God so as to follow the way of evangelical holiness more closely and at the same time to be able to carry on his medical profession so as to alleviate the suffering of his neighbor. He joined St. John of God Brothers at Milan on 22nd June 1927. He did his novitiate at Brescia and made his profession of religious vows on 24th October 1928.
Pampuri was then appointed director of the dental clinic attached to the St. John of God Brothers Hospital at Brescia. This was mostly frequented by working people and the poor. Brother Richard, as he was called then, untiringly gave himself fully to serving them with such wonderful charity that he was admired by all.
Throughout his life as a religious, Brother Richard was, as he had always been before he became a St. John of God brother, a model of virtue and charity. He was a model to his brothers in the order, the patients, the doctors, the paramedics, the nurses, and all who came into contact with him. Everyone agreed upon his sanctity.
Brother Richard suffered a fresh outbreak of pleurisy, which he first contracted during his military service, and this degenerated into specific bronchopneumonia. On 18th April 1930, he was taken from Brescia to Milan, where he died on 1st May at the age of 33. He left behind the memory of a doctor who knew how to transform his own profession into a mission of charity, and a religious brother who reproduced within himself the charism of a true son of St. John of God.
After his death, his reputation of sanctity, which he demonstrated throughout his life, greatly expanded throughout Italy, Europe, and the entire world. Many of the faithful received significant graces from God, even miraculous ones, through his intercession. The two required miracles were accepted, and he was beatified by Pope John Paul II on 4th October 1981.
Later on, a miraculous healing through the intercession of Blessed Richard Pampuri took place on 5th January 1982 at Alcadoso, Spain. This was approved as a miracle, and so on the Feast of All Saints, 1st November 1989, he was solemnly canonized. St. Richard Pampuri's body is conserved and venerated in the parish church of Trivolzio, Pavia, Italy.
The brief but intense life of Brother Richard Pampuri is a stimulus for the entire people of God, but especially so for youth, doctors, and religious brothers and sisters. He invites the youth of today to live joyfully and courageously in the Christian faith, to always listen to the Word of God, generously follow the teachings of Christ's message, and give themselves to the service of others.
St. Pampuri appeals to his colleagues, the doctors, to responsibly carry out that delicate art of healing, vivifying it with the Christian, human, and professional ideals. Theirs is a real mission of service to others, of fraternal charity, and a real promotion of human life.
Brother Richard recommends to religious brothers and sisters, especially those who quietly and humbly go about their consecrated work in hospital wards and other centers, to hold fast to the original charism of the Institute in their lives, loving both God and their neighbor who is in need.
You have been listening to Inspiring Life, a weekly series based on the lives of Catholic saints from around the world.